We're recording, by the way.
This is an absolute dumpster fire of a season so far.
Yeah. Well, why don't you're terrible with introductions? Why don't we tell them?
Welcome back to the Bachelorette After Show, hosted by the He Said, She Said podcast.
Oh, that's good.
I'm your male host, your straight male host, Mac. And to my right, we have Courtney.
Yeah.
So, The Courtney.
So, I think, yeah, what we're going to do, because I know that most of our viewers fucking hate The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Fucking losers. But
me personally, I eat it up like it's garbage. Not that I eat garbage, but I love this show. Series in general. So, I think what we're going to start doing is we're going to start doing a recap.
On Wednesdays. Because I don't have cable, so I got to stream it.
So we'll still have our regular Monday episodes, but every Wednesday we'll have just a small little episode of us pretty much shit talking the episode. I keep saying episode, but
this is episode two.
The season's too bad and too good at the same time to not report on, shall we say.
I still think Pistol Pete's season sucks. I call him Pistol Pete, not Pilot Pete.
I think he's a little his bitch. Season so far is probably the worst season I've watched.
Yeah, so him and Juan Pablo are up there for me, but I can't stand Claire.
I think she's a fucking see you next Tuesday. I think she's a entitled bitch. But that's a little
No, she... intense. I don't... Yeah. She annoys me.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hear her talk. I don't want to look at her. She had very nice breasts.
In the so cocktail.
What the f-
Oh, garbage. If we look at old Claire and new Claire side by side.
She had some work done.
You can clearly tell, bro, she's gotten fucking her cheeks done. She's gotten Botox everywhere. It looks like she's even gotten a fucking nose job. Obviously, her tatas have been enhanced.
Would you ever get any like plastic surgery?
100% I would get my boobs done.
What, anything else?
Like not plastic surgery. I have a frown, obviously.
I've seen it.
Angry motherfucker. I have frown lines in between my eyebrows. But, like, they kind of, everyone gets them, but, like, mine stay, I guess. And so my friend just got mild Botox just to kind of make sure that they don't crease, I guess you could say. And I think other than getting maybe lip injections, I would get that, but I really don't want anything other than boobs.
I have an appointment on Friday.
For Botox?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You're fucking lying.
Yeah. What?
Where? What Botox are you getting done?
I get Botox done every 3 months.
Where?
My face.
If you're talking about your fucking mouth.
My mouth?
Like your teeth?
No.
What?
I get my eyes done.
Actually?
No.
Oh, you fucking cunt.
I would get my eyes done, though. Language. Like in probably like 10 years, I'll probably need to get them done.
Why? When my friend went to the dermatologist, they said, don't ever get rid of your happy wrinkles, only your angry wrinkles.
Oh, trust me, I don't have a lot of happy wrinkles.
Fucking me neither. I have really bad crow's feet already, and I'm only 21. Yeah, me too,
and I'm 26, so 27, yeah. 26.
Anyways.
Yeah, we'd ramble.
Oopsies. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I sound so sick. I keep hearing it and it makes me disgusting. I feel disgusting listening to myself speak.
Yeah, me too.
Me speaking?
Yeah.
Oh.
really disgusts me.
Okay. It's not COVID. But let's get to this week's episode. So, I don't even know where to begin. I have a big list and then we can go through it. But
can we start on one thing and one thing only?
What?
Shout out to the Canadian Blake Moynes for showing his balls.
Oh my god.
Except he got rejected my with balls a kiss.
Was hot. Don't spoil! What? We gotta go in the list! Okay. We gotta go in the order!
Okay, go. You start your list.
You then. Cunt.
Fuck you. That's two C-bombs.
Sorry. You not nice? Okay, so first on my list, I wrote Dale.
Big Dick Dale.
Big Dick Dale. Claire, in the very beginning, would not shut up about this motherfucker. All right. What's your take on that? I don't know. The episode preview. It's literally, I'm just so excited to see Dale.
Dale's a stud. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, and no.
He's a stud. He's a good looking guy.
He's good looking, but like I said before, he just looks like a child in a giant's body.
He's 32, 33 years old. So what's going to happen?
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you mentioned that there's nobody under, like, 33 or something. There's a 39-year-old.
I feel like he was 31.
There's a 39-year-old boy band manager.
What?
There's a 39-year-old boy band manager.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he get sent home?
And Yosef is in, like, he's, like, 36. So there's a few guys. Anyways, Dale, good-looking guy. The show's going to end next episode or the episode after because they're obviously going to get together.
Soon, yeah.
And they're going to break up, and he's going to be the bachelor in 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Or we're gonna see him hoe around on
Bachelor in Paradise. I've never seen a single episode of Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh my god, you think that this shit is juicy? That's just even worse, and it's filled with more drunk people, and they're more horny, and anyways. So then next on my list I have Blake Moynes is so hot. Personal opinion.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on that. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He's a hockey player. Probably he fucks.
He fucks. He fucks. Yeah, well, what did he say? We'll get to it later. But he said, I never get rejected. I haven't been rejected like that in a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get on to the first date. So it was fucking weird. They did, like, a weird Rapunzel love language. She stood in a fucking tower while 6 or 8 guys, like,
serenaded her.
Professed their love to her after meeting her for a couple hours. It pretty much sounded like they were speaking wedding vows to each other. Then she was like, I applaud you because that is so difficult, not only to do to me, but also in front of 5 other men. Okay, bitch, settle down. Your take on that? How did you think the first half of the date went?
I would be cracking jokes and laughing the entire time. I wouldn't be able to keep a straight face if I hear Dale talk about, you know, how he's on cloud 9 again and all this
again
stuff.
Again and again and again.
I'm going to just be like, same.
Yeah, it was so cringy. She was eating it up, though. She was like, no, man.
But I won't talk for the group.
Oh, my God.
I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, let's talk about Yosef. Holy fuck. So... no, we can't. Not yet. Not yet. So that was the first half of the date. And then they had to go and get gifts to bring her. People were bringing fucking like dog scent perfume and old.
That was Dale.
T-shirts,
that was fucking weird.
Chess pieces.
That was kind of cute. I'd do that. I'm going to put that in my repertoire.
Oh, my God. Listen, guys, I tell you, if anybody ever did that for me, I would fucking slap the living shit out of you. I'd be like, pick your balls up and put them back on your fucking gooch. Like,
I don't think so. I think if we pulled 10 women right now, 7 of them would be like, I'd love that.
I hate it. I think it's so fucking cringy.
Yeah, but you're young too, right?
I'm talking but
if we pulled like 10 single moms.
Oh, well, that's because they're desperate, all right? She's desperate. But no, thank you.
Be like, thanks, dog.
Yeah, no, thank you. Not for me. That was weird. And then they had to touch each other blindfolded.
It's kind of kinky.
I told Mac, I was like, I don't know how these guys conceal their boners or don't hide it or whatever. Or how do they hide their boners?
Guys,
because they were touching so weirdly.
It was very provocative.
Yeah. I don't know. I wrote down the boys were giving her trash and she was in love. And then I said awkward blindfolded touching and then Dale. And then, yeah, so that was the date. It was kind of weird because I don't think they left really the villa.
Well, yeah, I don't think they can, to be honest. I think this is all in the villa.
Because otherwise they would have to get toasted again. They'd have to get tested again for COVID.
Do you got the one-on-one date on there?
No, because we haven't talked about the group.
What group?
Oh my god, after the date where all the guys were sitting and talking and Claire comes and sits down, there was like 5 minutes of awkward silence. None of the guys would pull her aside. Finally, Bennett was cute about it. He was like, oh, I'll pull you aside then. And then she was talking to him and then just cuts him off mid-conversation.
I like to be present. I'm here right now, but I'm just not.
I'm just annoyed that none of the other guys wanted to talk to me. You mean you're annoyed that Dale didn't want to pull you first? Listen, she interrupted this man who pulled her aside to tell him that she's upset that no one else pulled her aside. So then this bitch struts like a fucking bitch. She just walks like she's got sass and goes and confronts the guys and is like, I'm just like embarrassed that none of you want to talk to me. So if you want to hang out with each other, I can just go back to my room and go to bed. I don't know. It's just a sense of entitlement. Listen, I get that you're on the show, but like, fuck, one dude pulled you aside to talk to you. I'm sure if you waited two more minutes, everyone else would have come and gotten you.
Oh, for sure.
And then Yosef was just like, that's when that started. I'm going to speak for the group.
Let me speak for the group. And she was like, no. I want you to speak for yourself. And yeah. Then the black guy, what was his name?
I don't even. Riley, maybe?
I wanted to say Kevin, but I don't know. Apologies if you're listening, sir. He was like, you don't speak for me. I speak for myself. Don't ever speak for me. You can speak for the group, but just know I'm not involved. It's like,
okay, you and me are not together. Like, okay. Yeah, and then Yosef was like, you must be crazy if you think that we're not here
for you. Yeah, Yosef dropped the C word. He called her crazy.
Even if a woman is being crazy, you never call a woman being like for out for being crazy.
Unless she's being crazy.
No.
I always do.
Yeah, no.
That's why I'm single.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, and then just the constant reassurance of all the guys. Listen, Claire, just know that this will never, ever happen again. I honestly didn't mean to. We were just talking, and it was so inconsiderate of us to not pull you aside. Like, I just feel like shit about it. And she's just eating it up, like, oh my God, they do care.
Yeah, it was, she just annoys me.
I don't like her. Like, I don't know what it is about her. It's just a sense of entitlement that she thinks she has. Like, I've been through five seasons of this and I've been mistreated. Like, I deserve a man because I am a woman.
Hey, listen, you're 39 years old.
Oh, my God.
Buy a vibrator and some cats. You'll be good to go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, she was literally fishing for compliments. And then we'll move on. Jason got the first one-on-one of the season.
So I like this kind of, sort of.
The date or the man?
Well, both.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Well, just, I mean, it's something I would never be able to do. I mean, a lot of people, I have a lot of, like, demons and, like, from my past that I keep fucking undercover, basically. So, like, if I was on a date with somebody,
yeah,
there's no fucking way I'm bringing that up.
No.
No.
Especially not way. On the first date.
Not in the first 50 dates.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the way you're finding out my past is if, like, one of my friends or, like, family, if you ever meet them, like, accidentally slips it out. If you ever meet them. Like, I wouldn't fucking bring that up.
No, I agree with you there. I think it's kind of weird that on a first date, you would talk about all the things that people say are bad about you.
Well, and that's fine. I would do that. I just mean, yeah, I could do that. I'm just talking about, like, because he obviously had some trauma in his past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He didn't want to talk about that.
She ripped it out of him.
And, like, for me, like, I wouldn't even bring up that I have trauma. I mean, it's pretty obvious, yeah. But I definitely wouldn't want to talk about it to somebody that I'm, like, trying to build a relationship with.
Yeah, because that makes sense, yeah.
I mean, it's a double-edged sword because you want to be open with the person.
But to but a it's certain extent, like, man, like, maybe once you guys establish a legit thing, you know?
Yeah, maybe then, but who knows how, I mean, I've kept shit under wraps for a long time.
Yeah.
Who knows what my reaction will be for me, like, spilling it and, like, getting in deep.
Mm-hmm.
So
I went a whole
therapy's
two and a half years without bringing dark shit up, you know?
Yeah. No, I've, I mean, I've had,
I think the date was kind of fucking weird. And I think, obviously, like, everything in this show is scripted and pre-planned. But I feel like she gave him the one-on-one not because she wanted to, but because the producers were like, hey, this guy's got like some
deep, some dark stuff secrets
he doesn't want to share. Why don't you have a date where you guys talk about your feelings?
Yeah.
Because everyone else on the show would have been totally fine doing that. He's the only guy that's got like legit had something in his life that has affected his relationships.
Yeah.
And it felt, not felt, but it sounded real. And she was just like, oh, let's talk about everything. Let's bring up what people don't like about you. Let's bring up why you haven't had a relationship. Let's bring up your fucking family trauma. What happened in the show is he said that, I don't think my mom and dad should be married. They're not right for each other. And I've seen the way they act, and it's not how I think a marriage should be. Yeah. That's why I don't want to open myself up. Yeah, so she gives him a rose. And then she burns her dress from Juan Pablo's season.
Why the fuck would you still have that dress? It's been 7 years.
Yeah. Let it go, sister.
Come on.
Yeah.
As I look through my closet and I have all these hockey hoodies. And
oh, well, those are memorabilia like from like good things. Why would you keep a dress that you were almost going to get proposed to by an asshole to then burn it with your new boyfriend? That seems fucking weird.
Your new one of 18 boyfriends.
30. Is there not? No, because they sent some guys
home. Speaking of 30 boyfriends, you know Blueface?
Blueface, baby.
Yeah. You know, he's got like 18 girlfriends. They all live in his house.
Ew.
And he just picks who he wants to sleep with that day.
It's like a fucking brothel.
100%. And I can guarantee that he's like letting his boys hit.
Well, duh.
Because, yeah. Anyways, that was random, but I saw a video.
Oh my God. That's fucking funny. Blueface, baby. Alrighty. Well, so that was a one-on-one. And then we come to dodgeball. The date number two, the strip dodgeball. I didn't enjoy that. I don't know. I just thought it was quite awkward.
Yeah, a lot of meat.
A lot of meat. I don't know. I just thought it was really weird.
Not a lot of thick boy season out there.
No.
No, they've been... Okay, you know what I've...
They've been grinding.
I'm a straight male. I have to preface this before I say what I'm going to say next. These guys all have really big and nice biceps. And I'm fucking jealous.
Oh, interesting.
So for the month of November, oil. I'm going to do just strictly biceps.
Speaking of gym.
Pam?
I got a membership today at Steve Nash. Well, not Steve Nash. Fitness Worlds.
Oh, shit.
You should get a membership with me. It's so fucking cheap, dude.
How much?
$15 a month.
Maybe. I'm loving my ghetto workouts right now.
Come work out with me at Fitness World. It's so cheap. And if you just do the one location in Langley, it's $10 a month.
That's it?
Or $7 biweekly.
That's cheap.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
That's really cheap.
Yeah. I'm going to start going. Anyways.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. I don't know. We'll get to it later, but like, Well, you can just talk about it now. She sent a guy home because all he wanted to be there for was because she was pretty.
Well, we'll pause that. They played strip dodgeball. The blue team lost, so they had to walk home in their thong.
Naked.
Well, they were in their, like, jocks, whatever that was. And then the red team got to go have the group date. So they're on the group date, and Blake Moynes, who lost, was all like, you know, fuck this. I'm going to go shower, brush my beard, and put on a collared shirt. I'm going to go talk to her. So he went and interrupted a one-on-one conversation and went and talked to her.
Yeah.
And...
Which, pause, not attractive. It seemed like he was being a sore loser, and it was kind
of, well,
like,
sort of, yeah.
And annoying.
But then you look at it at the point, like, the man wants what the man wants, and he's going to go get what the man wants.
Yeah, but sometimes... Like, there's a time and place. Like, fucking, I don't know. He was moping and crying about it. Yeah. And, meh, 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 and then pulled her aside. I would have been like, hey, man, like, leave me alone.
But the balls on this Canadian boy. Just full of Tim Hortons and
yuck.
Cocaine, yeah. According to you.
He's got two little Timbits.
Anyway, so they had a conversation, and the rest of the group date was all pissed off. So four or five of them went and confronted them.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on? And then, anyways, she's like, oh, give me a minute with him.
Yeah.
Blake goes in for the kiss. She's like, no, no, no.
She pushes him away.
She pushes him away. And then she walks back to the group, but stops with, I don't know who this guy was, but he was one of the guys in the group that went and broke up the
Blake. Brendan.
Yeah.
Or Brandon. Brandon.
So they're in this room, and she's like, so, like, why did you come here? Like, I don't know. And
so crazy.
He's like, well, I mean, you're obviously attractive.
He kept stuttering. He's like, well, obviously you're so attractive.
And then it just goes quiet, and you can tell she's like, and?
She's like, was there, like, anything about me that interested you?
And he's like, no.
Well, I don't know you on a personal level. I don't think any of the guys really do. And she's like, well, actually they do, because they tell me. And she was like, is there anything else aside from my looks? And then, fuck, what did he say? He was like, I just feel like there's something between us, and I know that you know that it's true. And she's like, actually, I don't.
Yeah, actually, I don't feel this between us.
And then she literally said, can I walk you out?
Can I walk you out? Peace out, homie.
Like, oh my God, way to kill a man's mood. Whatever, the guy was kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
But she was kind of a bitch about it.
Oh, for sure. Shout out Len and Stella for thinking the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, oh. Who got the... I don't even care who got the roast. Jason? Jeremy?
Jordan? Jason.
Jason got the roast.
Jason.
On the group Jason date. And then...
He was cute.
And then I think we just go to the cocktail party.
Yeah, so they didn't do a rose ceremony this episode, which was super weird.
That makes me think the next episode is the last episode for Claire.
I think so, because that's in the preview when Yosef was like, I expected a lot more from the oldest bachelorette.
Because next episode is going to start with the rose ceremony.
Like
the end of the cocktail party rose ceremony. So, start of the rose ceremony, or cocktail party. She calls Blake aside.
Oh, yeah. One of the guys first pulls up and he's like, can I steal you? And she's like, nope. Yeah. Cheers to that. I'm going to take Blake.
Yeah. So she takes Blake. And you can probably tell Blake is like, oh, fuck, this is the end. Like, even guys were like, oh, this is going to be the last time we see Blake.
Yeah. They were laughing. They don't like him.
And she's just basically like, I loved everything you did. I'm sorry I didn't kiss you.
And then they fucking made out.
They made out.
Gave him a
little
rose.
Little pee-pee touch over the pants hand job. And she gave him a rose. And the funniest thing was Blake walking back into the room. A little strut, slow walk with the rose on him. Everybody turns and looks, and he just puts his head up, and he's like, boys? And they're all like, what the fuck?
You could fucking cut that air with a knife, dude.
Oh, there's some tension in there for sure. But he lives to see another day.
Yeah. And then, oh my God, the last thing on my list is Claire's a fucking horn dog for Dale.
Oh, yeah.
She pulls him aside. Or he pulls her aside, whatever. They start to speak. And then she pulls him aside behind fucking rose bushes, a fucking tree, whatever, and just fucking starts mowing down on his face. I was like, dude, it's some 50 Shades of Grey here. There's going to be some sex on the TV,
this
man.
This is just a weird start to a season.
I don't know.
Very weird.
I just... And Dale just looks too young for her. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's just got baby face. Okay, so after the Dale and her making out with a mask on, that was the end of the episode.
Yeah, they showed the preview. And so, so next week's episode is going to be a fucking shit show. There's fights. Claire's crying yet again.
It's just, I don't even know what to say.
Do you still know or still not know what men are your favorites?
Yeah, I don't know yet. It's too early.
It's kind of shitty because these first couple episodes are pretty much just not going to count because they have to restart with someone else.
And to be honest, from what I read, only half these guys stay.
Really?
There's a new group of guys coming in.
No.
From what I read. I don't know if that's true. Because obviously they do personality matchups and relationship tests to see if you're fit. Yeah. These people fit for Claire. But they don't fit for Taisha or Taisha, whatever her name Taisha. Is.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. That blows.
So we might see some guys. Peace out.
Peace out. Shitty.
Yeah, but next week episode should be fucking juicy, dude.
Alrighty, well, I think we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah, that's the end of The Bachelorette episode 2 recap. New little mini series coming at you.
Mini-series.
Just a quick, you know, 25, half an hour, maybe 35 minute episode.
Oh my god.
Yep. Get in, get your job done, get the fuck out.
Alrighty, well, yeah, we'll cut her off there. I posted on our Instagram a box where you can ask us some questions if you want for next week's episode. We got a few and they're fucking hilarious.
A lot of MILF questions.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm excited to hear these stories.
So episode 18, episode 9, I don't know.
18, yeah. Should so we call give it us episode some 8, suggestions on what 18. You want to hear. And we are, I remembered, we're doing our top 3 horror movies for Halloween, or maybe our top 3 Halloween movies too.
I was thinking Halloween movies because I definitely have a Halloween Town in there.
Obviously. Is that a dumb fucking question?
Have you seen Halloween Town? Are you too young for that?
No, I seen it.
I saw it.
I seen it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so leave us some questions you want to hear us answer in our next episode if you want to. I think that's it. This will be out Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
Yes, it is Wednesday, my dudes. Anyways, and then, yeah, episode 18 will be out on Monday the 26th.
All right. Peace.
Peace.